Welcome to another wonderful episode of Wellness Warriors. I'm Dr. V, your hostess with the mostest. And today I've got Cornelia Stephanie. Is that correct? Stephanie, is that how I pronounce it? Yes. So great to have you, Cornelia. Cornelia, I met you through an introduction with Dana, who is one of our clients. And you hosted us on your talk show, your radio show. And that's how we made the connection. But I wanted you to get on our podcast because you have such a great story. And like most people, you know, our pain becomes our passion. And I know that, you know, you teach women to become the authority in all areas of their lives. You teach them to empower themselves, to heal their lives in all aspects. You host retreats. You have private sessions. You have an online membership. So you're a mover and a shaker when it comes to being able to support women and help them to really own their power. So tell us how you got started in this work. What was the incentive to do it, and what you're doing today?
Well, it was really interesting. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. It's been an interesting journey, walking this journey of awakening. Awakening to remember, you know, our truth, to remember our power, to remember who it is that we are. So initially, when I left the corporate world, I left there because I wanted to go out and be a motivational speaker, and I wanted to travel the world. And what ended up happening is I ended up getting certified in, you know, the law of attraction and passion and coaching. And pretty much that was the beginning of it. When then there was a greater, deeper call from my soul, and my soul was saying that I want my own work. I want my own stuff. I want to talk about what I know. I want to teach and talk about what I know. And that was that inner call that was coming that said, I want my own work. And I didn't know what that entailed that at the time. That was back in 2010 when I really started diving into emotional processing, the emotional core wounding. And I'm one of those kind of people that I learn through experience. And that's really what I teach others too, is that in order to be the authority in your own life, you really have to go and trust and look within and ask yourself what your vision is, what your ideas are, what it is that you believe, what it is that you know. And through, you know, I heard you say our pain is our passion. I was at that time, I was in an experience where I was with a friend of mine who betrayed me. And through that betrayal, which is an emotional core wound, betrayal, feeling betrayed by, you know, our friends, feeling betrayed by a partner, feeling betrayed by a business partner, feeling betrayed by life, feeling betrayed by God, feeling betrayed by source. I mean, you can track it to wherever your level of consciousness is at that time and, you know, bring that into, you know, the present moment. And so that was where it started. So it started with the emotional core wound of betrayal in the emotional core work. And when that first happened, the betrayal wound was in my root. I couldn't sit down for 2 weeks. I really could not sit on a chair for 2 weeks because I was in so much pain of that betrayal. It was in the root. And so just learning and trusting that this emotional work was, you know, there was a reason for this. And so then really diving in, and what does all of this mean? And so that's when I discovered that my body wants to heal the suppression that I had had from this life and other lifetimes of where this was suppressed in my physicality. And now is the time. My motto is feel to heal, is when the body is giving you messages, it's knocking on the door to get your attention so that you can bring love, awareness, and consciousness to an area that has never seen the light of day. So pretty much that's how it started. It was the emotional core wound of betrayal. And once I cleared that and moved and released that and healed that and loved that, the next wound came. And again, it was through experience.
It's like peeling the onion, right? One layer at a time.
Yeah. And then the next wound came, and the next wound was abandonment. The next emotional core wound was abandonment. And so how did it play out? It played out by one of my really close friends. When we get triggered, it's usually only happens when we are attached and we have a lot of meaning in this relationship. And then suddenly I felt abandoned by my friend, and who was there before, and all of a sudden now she's not. And now I was feeling really abandoned in our friendship. And so that's when I was able to go in and look at how tracking this abandonment back to my childhood. So where I felt abandoned by my father, I felt abandoned by my mother. I was able to, look at all of that and heal that. And then the way that I healed that is through feeling it, feeling really what it feels like to be abandoned. And then realizing that I'm not abandoning myself today, that this is the part that, I am fully committed and I will never abandon myself again, because that mimicking reality was showing itself to me so that I can pay attention to me and not abandon myself anymore, not betray myself, not abandon myself. And then, so those were, that was the second core wound. And then, then more came. And then it was like, well, how many of these damn core wounds are there? Goodness gracious, how many are there? So then there was not worthy, not good enough, not good enough. There was shame. There was shame. And then there was a victim, feeling a victim. And then there was separation, the feeling, the separation from our creator, from source, from God, whatever your faith is. And so once I discovered that there was really a little more than a handful of these emotional core wounding, I discovered that in order for me to heal my life and heal my body and heal myself, I now need to bring in the opposites of these wounds. So what is the opposite of betrayal? The opposite of betrayal is trust. So really to be able to trust myself, to trust life, to trust God, to trust source, is the opposite that this body now wants to feel. That's this being now wants to experience. And the only way that can be done is through applying it, right? We have to practice it. We have to live it. We have to be the trust that we want to see in the world. So, that's basically how my work began, is discovering the emotional core wounds, realizing that there's an opposite to it because we live on a planet of duality, and realizing there's an opposite to it, and now bringing in the opposite of where once the body and the being was in so much pain is now living and being the opposite. But through all of that, it was a lot of pain. It was a lot to feel. It was a lot of dark nights of the soul. It was a lot of, bleeding my heart, having my heart broken open and feeling all of these things that had been suppressed in my body for a long time. And after going through and discovering the emotional core wounds, then I wanted to, I asked the creator, asked God, asked source, what do you want me to do with all of this information? And then I wrote a book called Peace, The Flip Side to Anger, how I healed my life, my body, with the power of my emotions, and how you can too. And that book is available on Amazon. And I talk about my journey in there and how I found peace, because we're looking at the world today and so many people, you know the power of anger in the body. And I don't know anybody on this planet that isn't angry about something, mm-hmm. That isn't angry. And if we use anger as fuel and as a transmutational tool, if we use that emotion for that instead of using it to cause war, using anger to to hurt someone or harm someone. But if we can look at the anger within our own being when we get triggered by something, what is underneath that anger, there is a truth that's waiting to be told, a powerlessness that we felt. And that's the reason why we're angry. We may not know how to communicate. We may not know how to say this to you, but I'm angry about this. And when we can learn to use anger as a tool, and how to heal and clear ourselves, that is that's where the gift comes, and that's when we're really fully in charge of using our emotions to heal our life, which we all have the ability to do because we all have them.
What a great story, and your story and your, you know, your whole philosophy just parallels so much. You know, essential number four is to heal your emotional wounds, and I've taught, you know, our community that, you know, you have to, you know, cancer is a message of love. It's, you know, telling you to pay attention to your life and pay attention to the wounds. And I know personally, when I went through my healing journeys, there was a lot of pain, a lot of childhood pain to uncover and to release and to heal. And, you know, betrayal. I mean, that is such a big one, because women who are diagnosed with breast cancer, I know I felt that way, often feel very betrayed by their body, because like, how could this happen to me? I thought I was doing everything right. You know, I hear that story so many times, so-called healthy women who are conscious of their health and their habits, you know, end up developing breast cancer. But it's, you know, it's a tap on the shoulder that, you know, you've got to pay attention to what your body's telling you. So what a great story.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how did you start healing your body? So you said, you know, you went from betrayal to trust. Was there a specific modalities, or was there prayer, or, you know, what did you use to heal that? I know I used a lot of EFT in my healing, a lot of journaling, a lot of meditation, visualization. What did you do?
So this was back in, I don't know, I'm having some background noise. I can't hear, can you hear that?
No, I don't hear any noise.
Okay, that was weird. So the way that I healed myself is through journaling, and through, like, whenever I will feel the emotion, the healing modalities, I would use the modality that's within me. So I would feel the emotion, the trigger, and then I would use a thought process that's also available on my website that anybody can use. And basically, what is this about for me? How does this make me feel? What does this bring up for me? What am I releasing and letting go of from the past? So bringing the mental body in communion with the emotional body, and, you know, processing that out. And I discovered through the journaling and through doing this inner dialogue that it usually takes about 24 to 48 hours to let that emotion really move through. And I would dive into the emotion. This is, I think, a huge problem that we've had, and that is we don't want to feel the pain.
Exactly. We don't want to feel the pain.
We don't want to feel it because it's too overwhelming. And yeah. one of the ways that I did it is I would literally dive in to feel it, because the belief was, the knowing was, feeling is healing. And so no matter what the pain is allowing myself to go in there and feel it. And that was really painful. It was hard. But it doesn't last a long time if you really go in and allow yourself to really feel it. That and most of, you know, this was back in 2011, 2012, during that time. And this was cutting edge at that time. You know, everybody's doing it now today. But back then, this was all intuitive guidance, trusting my intuitive guidance, trusting. And again, what's the opposite of betrayal is trust. And at this time, you know, I'm life coaching, I'm coaching myself, I'm coaching, and I teach other people how to self-heal, how to self-coach, but life coaching myself, I'm using this practice now to give it to others to help them, and it's working, right? And at that time, I had two cysts on my ovaries. And being an entrepreneur, I didn't at that time have health insurance. I didn't have medical. I didn't have any of these things because I'm just in the middle of discovering this work and trying to make a living at the same time was really, it was challenging because it's a full-time job to heal yourself. I mean, right. Really, it is a full-time job. And to make that a priority, that was the priority. It was more of a priority to me than chasing money or chasing after any material things because my value, my worth, my life was so important. I overcame suicide as well because I was a suicidal soul. I've always wanted to, prior to 20 years ago, commit suicide. I've taken many actions towards doing that. And that has also been healed because I know that there's no way that I would ever, ever have that again because it's really been healed at the core. But going back to my ovaries, when I had the cysts there, I went to have an ultrasound done and they told me now that they wanted to take, give me a hysterectomy and have everything removed. And they also were afraid that I would possibly have, a candidate for endometrial cancer. And when I had the ultrasound done, I came home and I called a friend and I told her what the doctor said. And she goes, "Well, Cornelia, I guess now it's time to really walk your talk."
Oh, bam, right?
Well, I guess now it's really time to walk your talk. You're talking about your emotions and your beliefs and that you can heal yourself. And now, like this. And then she said this to me and it was so perfect. And I said, it really is time for me to walk my talk. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to heal this. And so then I called the doctor and I said, I canceled my appointment with cancer. I informed my body, I canceled my appointment with cancer. I'm not having this. I'm going to heal this. I'm not subscribing to this. So then I canceled the appointment. And then I went and I looked at what's the emotional suppression with cysts? What's the emotional suppression there? And would you believe the emotional suppression, well, I'm sure that you know, is anger. It's boils. There's a boil, there's a cyst, it's anger. And at the time, two huge cysts on my ovaries, what does that represent to me? This was back in 2011. I was angry that I didn't have a creative outlet, giving birth, creation on the womb to my philosophy, to my ideas. I had nowhere to put it. Where am I going to put it? Where is it going to be received? I'm crazy. All these things, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was angry about. And once I realized this, I also heard Dr. Northrup say, she talked about how our womb is our creative center, right? This is where creation begins. And so what was happening is that I was holding that anger in my body. And that's how powerful anger is because it can grow. It's like a hot coal inside of you, right? So I once I did the emotional clearing around that, then I shifted my beliefs. I changed my diet, right? Low carb. Alkaline diet. I did that. And then I got three spiritual healers, different healers that worked on my body to make sure that energetically I felt okay. And I've never had another issue since. So it's really interesting when we take the reins on healing ourselves and, taking our power back. And that's my passion, is helping others claim their power, claim their authority. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doctors or having support. I'm not saying any of these things. These are all tools. It's just that this was my way of, doing it. And I always check in with my body. And that is like, if I need this, then please let me know if I need this. And the beautiful thing is by trusting to really know if you're doing everything, that you feel called to do, that you can trust that.
I love that. I love checking in with your body because one of the things that we coach our women on is if they still have a tumor or if they, if they have cancer, what is this cancer trying to tell you? What are you trying to tell me? Ask your body, talk to your body, because when you're still and you you know, focus on that, the message and the answers will come. So, you know, that's so brilliant, you know, checking in with your body. Now you have a 21-day challenge that you're offering to our audience. So what is that challenge about? 21 days is perfect.
Yes, 21 days. So it's a challenge not to have any negative talk for 21 days.
Whoa. So
not to have any negative talk for 21 days. And that's every single day, you know, what is the thought process that you have going on, and how is it that you're talking to yourself? How are you communicating to yourself? Because the way that you talk to yourself is the way that, you know, that's a part, is that, are you talking to yourself in the most loving, the most kind way, the way that you would do your partner or your child or your loved one, if you're not a bully? Only if you're not a bully. Because if you're a passive aggressive bully, then you're still using that anger and you're still projecting that out. And when we turn it back to ourselves, do we bully ourselves? And what I want the audience to receive and practice and know is to have the most juicy relationship with yourself, the most loving relationship, to where the automatic talk then comes back and says, yes, babe. Oh, this is beautiful, babe. No matter what, if you're making a mistake, if you're not feeling particularly great, whatever it is, that your self-talk comes back and responds to you in a beautiful, loving way. That's what we want. And the challenge is, you know, we think between 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day, and 85% of those thoughts are negative. And then we've got everything else that we're doing on top of it. So I have a 21-day peace practice, a 21-day challenge that will support you to sit down for 10 minutes a day and, you know, get intimate with the dialogue so that you can then practice being more kind, more loving, more harmonious to your own inner self. Because we know the most important relationship that you have on this planet is with you.
That is so sweet. Now, where can they find this challenge?
They can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and I will be happy to send them a link to get it.
I want one.
Okay, you're gonna love it.
Awesome. It's so great. I mean, that's been as much work as we all do, speaking for me personally, as much work as I've done over my lifetime, you know, it's so easy to default back to, oh, you're not good enough, you didn't do enough, you know, work harder. You know, it's just that voice sometimes that's not always there, but there's still a little remnant there that I'd like to squash.
Yeah, you know, you're doing such an amazing job, because just, you know, on the Transformation Talk Radio, where I have my podcast, we just recently had, you know, your name always comes up. So you help so many people, and I just want to, you know, acknowledge that. And I'm just so grateful that I had the opportunity to meet you and that we connected. And, you know, when we look at the cancer, I didn't have cancer, but I've interviewed a lot of people that have cancer. And then I also had my mother who overcame breast cancer. And when my mom had breast cancer, I, again, being in this emotional work, and this was back in 2010, I looked at what's the emotional suppression again behind cancer. And there is a form of self-rejection. Mm-hmm. That there's a part. So that's why, in order to balance that and make that right, we have to infuse those cells with so much self-love, with so much radical love, that to not at any place reject the self, because because that's the part, is where love has been absent, now love is put in that place. And we have to become such radical self-love, unconditional self-love, you know, without condition, that you are infinitely worthy beyond measure. That's the truth. So the opposite, again, of not worthy, not feeling good enough, is worthy. I am worthy. And that's part of the 21-day challenge, is to really integrate that I am worthy into every choice that you make, in the subconscious, because we know that's where the negativity lives, because we were programmed to not be good enough. We were programmed and conditioned. That's how it is, how we are, when we had to have to, you know, investigate those beliefs and look at those beliefs and see, how does that feel for you today? Is that true for you today? And that's the main thing is, you know, you're going to find that that's not true, because you already know how amazing you are, how loving you are, because that's the truth.
Yeah, we weren't born with those thoughts, right? They're just infused into us from our environment and all the experiences. And then your book, tell us about your book.
This is the book. It's, you can get this on Amazon, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger. What I have in the book, it's a really awesome book. It's loaded because it's like a workbook. In the back of the book, it also has a 21-day challenge in there, because that 21 day is really helpful. And I talk about different stories about how, you know, how to release emotions, how to, when you get triggered, what to do and how to process. And I talk about my own spiritual journey, how to self-heal and how to, you know, accept that you already have these abilities within yourself, and that your life that you came here to live, you weren't born to fit into this old world. You were born to create a new one. And, you know, imagine now what life is like. I mean, think about a person like me. I had self-hatred at my core. I had all these emotional core wounds. I had all this suicide at my soul. I was a drug addict back in the day. It's a miracle that I'm alive today. So if I can go from that place, from hating myself to, I mean, in grace today, it's like I live in a magical universe. And so if that's possible, and we know that's made possible for many people that are here, this is, imagine what we're going to do with our energy, what we're going to do with this amazing, beautiful planet for this short temporary time that we're here. What are we going to do with that energy when we don't have to heal ourselves, when we don't have to, when we don't, what are we going to do? We're going to create, and we're going to build legacies, make the world a better place for our children and our children's children, and, you know, create a peace on earth. That's heaven on earth, peace on earth. That's my mission. I have several podcasts on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday. Now we're going from 12 to 2, and pretty soon it's going to be from 12 to 3, 12 p.m. 3 p.m. Pacific time. And I bring on different people that are here that are changing the world. Like, one of my co-hosts is Dana Terrio, and that's how I met you. And Dana's series is Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life. And you can see all the videos and all the shows and everything that I've done on YouTube. You can type in Cornelia Stephanie, and please like and share the podcast, because it really helps us to get the information out there. We just recently got 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube, which is huge. So, yay, that's so awesome. And then I have another podcast called Heaven on Earth, and that's where I bring in spiritual messages and how do we live heaven on earth, and what does heaven on earth mean to you? So we have that. And then I have one more podcast that's called Millionaire Imprint for Women. And that is really to help ladies embrace their inner millionaire, whether you want to make $100,000 in your business in 2020. I'm using 2020 as an example, but it could be 2019 or 2018. But or you want to embrace your inner millionaire and you want to move beyond that and you want to earn seven figures. It really empowers us when we are doing what it is that we love to do, and we have the financial wherewithal to support grassroots projects that we're passionate about, because we can give and we can, you know, be more active in the things that that we want to do when we have the funding to do it. And, you know, right. And then there's been so many women that, you know, that have given their power away and have still not cleared their relationship with money, where this is all part of the Millionaire Imprint, is to heal those karmic energies and about you know, how money is not never there, and the poverty and the conditioning that we were born into, in which I was too. And this is also another thing that I had to make right in my own life. And I created the Millionaire Imprint to show a conscious path of, in my creation now, as I am a millionaire in the works. So it's an authentic path that I'm sharing and showing that path, because it's one thing when, you know, you come back later after you've earned your $1 million and then you come back and go, ah, this is how I became a millionaire. But I'm doing it step by step, authentically, consciously, and bringing in other entrepreneurs that are working at the same thing. So it's really to live out loud, to love out loud, to laugh out loud, and to have the prosperity and everything that the universe that we're absolutely deserving of.
That's awesome. You're a busy, busy lady. You're doing some amazing work. Thank you so much, Cornelia. We'll make sure that we put all those links there on when we publish the podcast, so people can find your book and your website and your various podcasts. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I appreciate your message of hope that you so lovingly share with everybody. I could tell you're very passionate about what you do.
Thank you.
So this is Dr. V sending you a big healing heart hug. Until next time, we will talk to you then. Bye for now.